Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Siobhan, thank you very much for that. Now, we're often told breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but it could become the meal for 2024. According to the biggest food trends predicted for the coming year, breakfast is going to be big. Aisling Larkin is a TV chef and food and wellness consultant. She joins us now on the line. Aisling, you're very welcome to the programme. Breakfast is the big
thing
for 2024. Breakfast is back in. I didn't know breakfast went out.
Listen, I am the biggest fan of breakfast. I would eat breakfast or some version of breakfast for breakfast, lunch and dinner if I had my way. So I'm very excited for 2024.
I mean, I used to go to bed looking forward to breakfast. I sometimes still do.
I do. You plan like what you're going to have in the mornings. Or if it's like a really horrible, like frosty cold morning. Sometimes the only thing that motivates me to actually really get out of bed is like steamy hot tea, toast, marmalade. I'm up then. I'm like, this is okay.
Okay, so we didn't need any convincing, you and I. But there is this renewed general popularity now of actually eating breakfast out. Talk us through that.
Yeah, I think it's like it's this brunch vibe that we've seen coming for the last couple of years. And I suppose it's a couple of things. Like you know, you want to have social connections. You want to have a meal out. You want to meet people. And, you know, it's almost like that Instagram thing as well of being able to capture a moment out and, you know, being able to post about things like that. And brunch offers a couple of different, I suppose, positives in that it's a more affordable meal to have out, maybe rather than going for a big three-course meal. And, you know, you've got wine or drinks and it's late night and taxis and all of that. Childcare is another one. Like, we traveled this summer around Portugal and it was really interesting. We were in Lisbon and we actually hit up three amazing spots. And we did more brunches out than we did dinner out because we've three small kids. And, you know, it's really hard to kind of keep them energized, keep them motivated late at night. Tell that brunch, it's a family meal as well as kind of being with the friends.
Tell me this, though. What is, if breakfast is a trend or brunch is a trend for 2024, right, based on what restaurants and cafes are saying, like, define what it is. Because if I'm going out for breakfast, I want the real deal. I want black pudding. I want white pudding. I want sausages. I want rashers. I want the works. I don't want a little dribble of porridge.
No, but I mean, like, you've got your porridges, you've got your chia, you know, puddings, then you've got your granolas. And I mean, a big bowl of granola is full.
No.
Then you do things like, I mean, I'm actually working with a client at the moment and we're developing these beautiful, it's like a potato hash. So it's like crispy potatoes. We've got smoked black pudding, chorizo, crispy bacon in there, poached eggs on top, a little bit of avocado, balsamic jammy, onions all the way through.
Where can you get this?
Stop it.
This is actually across the road
minx.
From you guys, Elm Park. But there's lovely things like that. And then because it's brunch, you can do, you know, it's kind of like a 2 or 3 course affair. There's always going to be coffee and a pastry at the end or a good cake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's perfect. It's the perfect eating opportunity. Or then we've got bottomless brunches, which are another big trend.
Oh, go on. Go on.
Yeah, so bottomless
brunches.
It's a
real UK thing, isn't it? Because I was over in London last year and I saw them everywhere, the signs for these bottomless brunches. I didn't get around to it. Go on, tell us.
It started in Dubai and then it moved to very much London. It's big in Manchester as well. So basically, you pay a fee, like maybe €45, €50, and it's bottomless brunch. So normally it's served with Prosecco or bubbles. There might be a little cocktail on tap, maybe a little espresso martini at the end. But the idea is that it's almost like free-flowing alcohol for a period of like maybe 2 hours while you're having your brunch.
I really apologise for this. I thought you said €45 there.
In or around, yeah.
For bloody breakfast. Is
the world
gone mad?
No, not for breakfast. For breakfast and alcohol. Bottomless alcohol.
Yeah, that's not
bottomless alcohol.
That's not right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what's a better trend then coming, right, for 2024. Mocktails are going to be big. So we're moving away a little bit from the alcoholic version and there's much more creativity in low alcohol beverages that we're seeing on offer, even at those moments, you know, kind of during the day where people want a lower alcohol choice. Mocktails as well are a really big one. Matcha tea is going to be a big trend this year and what we call functional teas, where you have things like adaptogens, you have things like there's a company called Dirt Tea. So they're using almost like mushrooms and putting them into a tea and they're meant to help us with focus and with clarity and with energy and restore. So those functional teas are going to be a big trend for this year as well.
Functional tea. Oh no, this is
So the health and wellness one is sticking around. Like,
my mother always
nowhere.
Said, you haven't started the day until you've had your functional tea.
Okay, what about people then, yeah, indeed. What about people who are making a concerted effort to try and reduce meat intake? You know, because you'd list out that beautiful sounding brunch, but that wouldn't work for them.
Yeah, you know, we've seen a trend, I suppose, over the last couple of years of vegan food, and there's lots of different vegan options. But this year, definitely, the way we're moving is more towards this flexitarian way of eating, which for a lot of people, veganism can be just a little bit too restrictive. It can be too confining. Whereas flexitarian, and it's the way I cook always, to be honest, but it's that having less meat, but more, you know, discernment, more quality over quantity in those moments of meat that you're eating. So maybe it's that you know the local producer, it's a smaller producer, that it's, you know, artisan, it's quality. And then we are having lots more plant-based. So we heard a lot about these things like Beyond Burger and these ultra processed fake meats, and what we're trying to do, I think, for this year, is going to move away from less of those fake meats, for want of a better word, to more really clever, smart ways of eating vegetables and plants. Okay. But so you're eating the whole plant of vegetable, but you've got to get creative with how you do them, how we cook them, how we pair them, you know, because it can't just be, you know, for so long, if you were a vegetarian, you went into a restaurant, it was like, you can have a pasta or a vegetable stir fry, and that was the end.
Elissa has texted us broccoli mocktail, which seems like a crime to me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, another person actually has said that you urgently require porridge making tips. No, this person says, I never have a dribble of porridge. Porridge, fruit, honey, dribble of light milk.
Go to a cafe and spend the 10 quid and you get a dribble of porridge.
I'm with you, Sean and Selbridge, absolutely. Aisling, as always, a pleasure to talk to you.
Well,
I'm
going
to go now when I finish up this show this evening to get my mushroom functional tea. Oh no, I'm not. Aisling Larkin, thank you very much.